VOA News, I'm David Berg. U.S. and Canadian officials are citing intelligence they say indicates an Iranian missile was responsible for the deadly crash of a Ukrainian jetliner Tuesday that killed 176 people. We get more from AP's Ben Thomas.
The evidence indicates that the plane was shot down by an Iranian surface-to-air missile.
Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau says that evidence comes from multiple sources. U.S. officials say they don't know whether it was intentional, but the strike could well have been a mistake, coming in the hours after Iran launched a ballistic missile attack against Iraqi military bases housing U.S. troops. President Trump spoke about the plane's downing at the White House.
It was flying in a pretty rough neighborhood, and somebody could have made a mistake.
In an initial report, Iranian investigators say the pilots made no distress call, but the plane went down in flames as it was turning back for the airport. All 176 people on board were killed. At least 63 were Canadian citizens. Ben Thomas, Washington.
The House of Representatives is voting on a non-binding measure aimed at limiting President Donald Trump's ability to take military action against Iran. The resolution is largely symbolic, and a similar bill is not expected to pass the Senate. President Trump did not consult with congressional leaders ahead of the attack that killed Iranian General Qasem Soleimani, and afterward, he sent Congress a notification explaining the rationale but kept it classified. Congress has allowed its war powers role to erode since the passage of the Authorization for Use of Military Force in 2001 to fight terrorism after the 9/11 attacks. Another AUMF was passed in 2002 for the invasion of Iraq. For more on these stories and the rest of the day's news, log on to voanews.com. This is VOA News. Following an Interpol-issued notice against him, Lebanese prosecutors have issued a travel ban for fugitive ex-Nissan chief Carlos Ghosn. As David Doyle reports, they've also asked him to hand in his French passport after a nearly two-hour interrogation over financial misconduct charges.
A Lebanese prosecutor has imposed a travel ban on fugitive former Nissan boss Carlos Ghosn, judicial sources said on Thursday, after he was questioned over an Interpol arrest warrant. That warrant was issued by Japan, which Ghosn dramatically fled at the end of last year, seeking his arrest on financial misconduct charges. A source close to Ghosn said his legal team is pushing for the 65-year-old to be tried in Lebanon. Under the prosecutor's decision, Ghosn will keep authorities informed of his place of residence and will surrender his French passport.
Hello, Mr. Ghosn.
One of Ghosn's lawyers said the once titan of the auto industry was very comfortable with the proceedings in Beirut. Judicial authorities have also asked Japan for its case file on Ghosn and said he will not be questioned again until that information is received.
That's David Doyle of Reuters reporting. President Donald Trump on Thursday proposed rolling back enforcement of a landmark environmental law, reducing federal oversight of many major projects. AP's Jennifer King has details.
At a news conference at the White House, President Trump proposed an overhaul of the National Environmental Policy Act. That 1970 law requires federal agencies to consider the environmental impact of major projects. But critics say the review process is burdensome, delaying everything from highways to pipelines for decades.
These endless delays waste money, keep projects from breaking ground, and deny jobs to our nation's incredible workers.
The changes would reduce environmental impact assessments on some projects and require that federal agencies take no more than 2 years to do their evaluations. Environmental groups say the changes will exempt polluters from public scrutiny of their projects. Here's House Speaker Nancy Pelosi.
This means more polluters will be right there next to the water supply.
Jennifer King, Washington.
And Buck Henry, the versatile writer, director, and character actor who co-wrote and appeared in The Graduate, has died in Los Angeles. AP's Margie Zaralletta looks back at his career.
Look at this thing. I got no sound, and I got no picture.
Buck Henry loved John Belushi's samurai character on Saturday Night Live so much he insisted on a samurai sketch every time he hosted the show. In one sketch, Belushi's sword clipped Henry's head, and he wore a bandage for the rest of the show. Henry and Mel Brooks created the 1960s TV show Get Smart. Henry also co-wrote the screenplay to The Graduate and played the hotel desk clerk. He played the guardian angel in Heaven Can Wait and co-directed the film. I'm Archie Zaralletta.
For more on these stories and the rest of the day's news, be sure to visit our website, voanews.com. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.